We want to hear from you if you've ever had to hop on Wikipedia or WebMD because you got something going on, you're freaking out. Now, obviously, you were probably totally wrong and exaggerated it too much. Want to hear those stories. 317-239-1009. Your little self-diagnosis, what actually ended up happening. The reason I bring this topic up this morning here on the show is a new study looked at the symptoms that people in every state, which, by the way, Live the Web Girl, how many states are there in America again?
50.
All right, you're improved. Woo! A week ago, Live the Web Girl thought there were 52. So
I just get confused with Hawaii and Alaska.
Yes, those are states. Those are still states. Well, this went to every state Googled in 2017 that people did. And no particular order here. Wisconsin, they Googled light-colored poop. So that's questionable.
Oh, boy.
Mississippi, where Live the Web Girl's from, they Googled gas.
I'm not from there.
Oh, well, then you must have helped somehow with the search. Idaho, symptoms of E. coli? That's not good.
What the heck?
Is everybody getting sick? Nebraska, a lot of manly men out there were looking for signs of low testosterone.
Mm. Ooh.
New Mexico, they were looking for, like, you know how you got, like, a frog in your throat?
Yeah.
They were looking like, is that normal? But they were spelling phlegm wrong, which is gross. South Carolina, they got a problem with their stool, too. I don't even want to get into what they did. But Indiana made this list, one of the top ones out of the 50. And it was how do I say this word? Alex, you're very good at making things appropriate. It's the very bottom word right there. This is what Indiana Googled the most last year.
I think you can say this.
Go ahead.
Indiana was trying to self-diagnose uncircumcised problems.
There you go.
Okay.
So I didn't realize that. I mean, this is their number one result. That's what I'm saying. Like, how many people were looking for that and had that problem? 317-239-1009. What did you try to go online and, like, self-diagnose, self-Google? Live the Web Girl, what's your story?
Well, I had a friend who just recently went through a breakup, and it was his very first girlfriend. He's, like, 23, mind you. But his very first girlfriend, they dated for a year, and he was so upset and distraught about it. And he said, I'm so upset and so heartbroken. I can't stop throwing up.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm so upset. I can't get any sleep. And he's like, oh, my gosh. I'm so heartbroken. I have 104-degree fever.
Whoa.
And then finally, wow. Like, dude, I don't think that's caused from heartbreak. You need to go to the doctor. He was hospitalized because he had mono and was severely dehydrated. And this dude literally thought that he was that sick because of a heartbreak.
Man, that's kind of, but you know what? Anytime that I have gone through having major, just going through a major heartbreak, you really can't sleepery. It's horrible.
Yeah, like I think I thought I was having a heart attack one time or just from stress and anxiety because your heart is like, when you go through that breakup, it hurts. And it's so tight.
Yeah. I think you do get some physical reactions. I don't think 104 fever though is one of those.
You guys sound soft.
Coming from Liv, the heartless web girl.
You know, yeah,
morning.
Exactly. Because Liv is always the heartbreaker. She never has had heartbroken. But you know what? You just wait and see. One day, hopefully not, but you never know, and then you'll understand.